Does one fulfill his obligation of the custom of hearing Shofar during Elul through hearing it through a live hookup, such as the, at the end of a Zoom shir, a live hookup shir, Zoom, YouTube, Hangouts, etc.? The Maggid shir blows the Shofar and you hear it, or you join in live to a minyan and you hear them blow the Shofar after davening. Can you be yaitzer the minig in such a method, or is it necessary to actually hear, or directly hear, the sound of the Shofar from the person and not via any transmitting device? So before we begin tackling this specific question of the month of Elul, we must give a few backgrounds in general as to the obligation of hearing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, from which the blowing of Elul is drawn from, as well as to the general outlook of fulfilling mitzvahs through a transmission, a live hookup. So we have a clear ruling in the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah 27b, recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, the Alter Rebbe 587.1, that the obligation of hearing Shofar in Rosh Hashanah requires one to hear the direct sound of the Shofar and not an echoed sound. Meaning you must hear the original sound that came out of the Shofar and not any resultant sounds that bounced off from that sound and now you're hearing the second or third sound. Now that that is clear, we have to determine A, is hearing Shofar through a live hookup such as Zoom defined as the original sound or is defined as a bounce sound? Number two, in the month of Elul, which is only a custom of blowing Shofar, is there room for greater leniency? So regarding the first question as to the outlook, the perspective in halacha of a live hookup, we discussed this in length in other shiurim regarding hearing Megillah and Avdalah through a live hookup and explained that while initially there were poskim who understood or misunderstood the mechanical workings of a radio, telephone, etc., to be a deliverance of the original sound, practically further research has determined that it is no such thing and they are mere echoes and mimics electronic waves of the original sound. And thus, the majority of poskim rule, including the Rebbe, that one cannot be yaitzeh any mitzvah that he's required to actually hear, to be yaitzeh from any of these transmission devices, including the mitzvah of Megillah, Havdalah, and the blowing of Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, even if one were to leave the Zoom on from before Yontif, which is itself a question, but let's just theoretically say it were to be allowed, and it was left on, and he heard a live Shofar blowing through Zoom, he would not fulfill his obligation, as this is most certainly an echoed sound, it is not the original sound, as therefore is invalid. So now that we've determined that first part, let's now move on to Elul. Elul, as we know, is a mere custom of hearing Shofar. Perhaps we can be more lenient. So to determine this, we must analyze what's the main reason for blowing Shofar in Elul. So there are several reasons recorded in the Achreinim behind the minhag of blowing Shofar in Elul, although as the main reason is in order to arouse people in tshuva and repentance. As writes the Torah in chapter 581 in Bronikitz Shulchan Aruch. Seemingly based on this reason, one can argue that you should be able to fulfill your obligation through hearing Shofar via Zoom or any live hookup, as psychologically can arouse you in tshuva, similar to you being aroused when you hear it directly. So even though halachically it's not really considered that you're hearing Shofar, but the whole purpose of why you're supposed to hear it in Elul is being fulfilled here as well. So we can argue that it should be mutter. Furthermore, we have an explicit ruling in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 5, 90, Halacha 19, that the blows that are sounded for mere purposes of minhag on Rosh Hashanah are not required to be valid according to Halacha. And therefore, if you make a mistake in them, says the Alter Rebbe, you don't need to repeat them. And it's only by the biblically or rabbinically mandated sounds that you need to repeat if a mistake is made. Accordingly, we can apply even more so to the blowing in Elul. Since it's a mere custom and mere minhag, even if it's technically halachically invalid, it's still valid, based on the ruling we just stated. Furthermore, many poskim rule that in truth there exists no obligation in Elul for an individual to hear Shofar. It's only upon a minyan. So if you're not with a minyan, you're at home, opposite your computer, you're alone, you don't even have an obligation to hear Shofar. So the whole question of are you yaitz is superfluous, because there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation to begin with. Based on all the above, it would seem that there's no issue whatsoever with hearing Shofar via Zoom or other live hookups, as A, you're not obligated to hear it, B, an invalid blow is valid for the customary blows of Elul, and C, the whole purpose is to arouse you in tshuva, which is being fulfilled here as well. Despite, however, the above arguments, we find in the talk of the Rebbe, dated Sichas of Parshas Balak, the 7th of Tammuz, 1984, the Rebbe there was discussing the negation of being Yetz and Mitzvahs through radio, tape recordings and the like, and he says that even regarding the blowing of Shofar and Elul, of which its sole purpose is to arouse one in tshuva, one should not be yotzei through a tape and the like. What's the reason, says the Rebbe? As in order to properly arouse one in tshuva, you must hear the original sound from the heart of a Jew. Hearing an echoed sound, not the original sound, has lost its quality of its ability to arouse you in tshuva. And therefore, based on this, we can conclude as follows. That, of course, everyone should place effort to join a minyan in order so they hear shofar with the minyan and be yotzei according to the original minhag. Those who are unable to, especially if they're in quarantine or they don't feel safe davening in the minyanim today due to the COVID pandemic, then they should place effort to hear the original sound of the shofar and elul by purchasing one and learning how to blow it. And this can apply even to women. They can purchase a shofar and learn how to blow it. The idea that shofar blowing is reserved only for the high, righteous, select individuals and that a typical individual can't learn to blow it is wrong. Even women can blow shofar. And especially in a year where we have a pandemic that we don't know what's going to be on Rosh Hashanah and who's going to be able to go to shul and not go to shul based on fear, government policies, and the spread of the virus. Certainly it's a good idea for as many people as possible to be shofar owners and learn to be shofar blowers. Even women should do so in order so they can blow for themselves if they don't have a man at home. But we don't have to wait for Rosh Hashanah to do this. Even during Elul, there's an Indian, there's an advantage of doing so in order so you hear the shofar blowing from an actual shofar directly. Nonetheless, those who are unable to join a minyan and are unable to purchase a shofar or are unable to learn how to blow it, then at the very least, it's a good idea to hear it through a live hookup such as Zoom. As you're right, you're not fulfilling the ultimate level of quality of its ability to rouse you in tshuva, but at least some level of the psychological influence will be in effect. And therefore, to conclude with a summary, one should not initially be yotzei the minhag of blowing shofar and elul with a live hookup of the blowing. Thus, if one is capable, he should endeavor to purchase his own shofar and learn to blow it, or simply join a minyan which blows. One who is unable to do either should endeavor to at least try to hear a live hookup of the blowing. Whatever the case, all the above is a mere hiddur mitzvah to fulfill the custom, as from the letter of the law, one who is not with a minyan is not obligated to hear shofar at all, as we stated above.